Good morning, everyone. In the gospel passage, which we heard on Sunday at Catholic Mass, and I know other churches as well use the similar series of readings, Peter was asked by our Lord, Simon Peter was asked by our Lord three times, "Do you love me?" And that would be difficult enough. I mean, to hear our Lord three times after his death and resurrection ask you, "Do you love me?" The first time our Lord asks this question, he does it a little bit different. He says, "Do you love me more than these?" And this isn't just more than the other apostles. Do you love me more than these other apostles love me? He's asking Peter if he loves him more than anything else in the world. Is there anything else in the world that he is more important to Peter than our Lord? Or is our Lord the most important thing in his life? And does he love him more than anything else in his life? That's a difficult question to be asked, but it's a question we should be asking ourselves because we are called by our Lord to love God above all things. And yet, I think we often put other things as more important. We love other things more than we love God. And then we end up making excuses why we aren't following our Lord, why we aren't following Jesus as we should. You see, we find time for many things in our lives. We find time for those that we enjoy. We find time for those things that we desire. We find time for those things that we love. But do we ever find time for God? Do we find time for God in prayer? And do we find time for God in worship? Well, that is what we are called to do because we are truly called to love God above all things, to place God first in our priorities, and to put everything second to that. We're called to look at the example of the apostles and great saints, the great Christians who have come before us, who gave up their families, their jobs, their possessions to follow our Lord. They even gave their very lives to follow him. Well, we are called to do that because our Lord, in his two great commandments, which he gave us, says that first of all, we are to love God with our whole heart, soul, and being. And then second to that is to love our neighbor as ourself. If we are not following God with that true love, we are not following that first great commandment, which our Lord gave us. But I think we realize deep down that if we do that, there is a risk when we do that. There is a risk when we love God above all things because we end up doing and saying things that are not popular. There will be pushback. Look at the prophets in the Old Testament and even the apostles after after our Lord ascended into heaven. They did and said things that caused them great grief. People became upset with them. And if we love God above all things, we will do and say things that will cause people to become upset with us. There will be difficulty in dealing with others. There will be problems that will arise. People will not be happy with what we do or what we say. But God will reward us for that. We will end up receiving his grace in his life. We will end up receiving the true joy that we desire, the true joy that comes from following him, the true joy that we cannot receive anywhere else but God. And then we will also receive eternal joy in the next life. Now, there's nothing else on earth that can promise more than that eternal joy that God has promised us. And that is above all reasons why we should desire it, because God wishes to share eternity with us. So like he asked Simon Peter, Jesus asks us, "Do you love me more than these?" And of course, our answer should be, as Simon Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."